gonna move it.
Again, I always think that Rosh Kol, very hard in a busy life, so sometimes take the proper time. When you're speaking to a group of B'nai Torah, to whom Torah is just so important, and coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's such a tremendous mechayev that for me, it's much more than it is for you. I'm hoping there'll be something for you also. Mirat Hashem. I want to start off with the part of the Haggadah bothers me the most. And Mirat Hashem, when we're done, I already know the end, so I feel a little better about it. I'm hoping it's going to bother you, and I hope in the end you also feel a little better about it. The Haggadah doesn't start off. It says, Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. There's five tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. Shehayim Mesubim b'Bnei Brak. They were leaning, they were having their Seder in B'nei Brak. Shehayim Mesapim b'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kol Oysa HaLayla. The entire night they're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. At Shabo Talmideim v'Amru Lahem, their students come and say, Rabbi Seinu Higiyaz Man Kriyash Mashal Shachris. It's time to say Shema. The first kash you probably would have is, I'm not sure how often it is, it's a Talmud that reminds the Rebbe about Kriyashma. The whole thing is shtickle upgefrakt from the beginning. But that shaila I can't handle. What bothers me, maybe it doesn't bother you, because maybe your Seder looks different. My Seder doesn't look like this. We're not hacking on the Pchaims and speaking the whole night in Tifa, Divrei Torah, about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And sometimes when I read this part of the Haggadah, I feel a little bit of a, like, I mean, to feel a chalisha sadas, but I feel like I'm not measuring up to what was going on there in B'nai Brak. Many of us who have children, or have their children bringing children, or I bought houses like that, I don't know if we're sitting and ad Alois HaShachar, or Zman Kriyishma, discussing it. And the truth is, the Rambam really tells you what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm not all that sure that our Moros and our Rebbeim know this Rambam, because the Divrei Torah that come home also don't really seem to be on this Rambam. If you go to Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Shvi Halacha Daled, so the Rambam tells you, Tzorech lahaskel b'gnus l'sayim b'shvach, right? So we know you're supposed to start with gnus, the bad parts, and end off with shvach. It makes things much better. When you see the rags to riches, is always a much better story. And he tells you, v'hu sheyidrosh, the last line, v'hu sheyidrosh mi'arami oved ovi, you should darshan, from the part of the Haggadah that talks about arami oved ovi, that we serve by Lavan, ad sheyigmar kol parsha, till you get to the end. And it says, kol ha-moysif u-marich bidrash parsha zu. If you're marich in this parsha, ha-reza meshubach. This parsha working on this one, that's ha-reza meshubach. Now if you look in your Haggadah, where Rami Ovid Avi is, that's after all the best shtickle Torah the kids say. It's after Manishtana, and it's after Avodim Ayinu, and it's after the Maisim that I don't feel good about with Rebbe Elazar, and it's after the four sons, we can darshan on a Gansatag, and these really are all one person. That's for parents. We need to know all our kids are like that, and we have to figure them out, but that's not for tonight. I'll show parenting class another day. But when you finally get to Arami Ovid Avi, like, I don't know, by then already, whoever had patience is not having a whole lot of patience, maybe. And sometimes things get a little faster by the time you get to a Rami Ovid Ovi. So I'm feeling a little bad about the Rambam. You know, I'm not doing the Rambam either. That's even later than the people in Bnei Brak. So a little yeshua we have. And if you have this Haggadah of the Rosh Yeshiva from Art Scroll, so we can, you know, in the beginning of it, I'm sure it says good stuff in the middle, I'm not trying to, you know, but what I get the most out of it is I like to read the beginning because it goes through various gedolim, and it tells you what their Seder was like. So the emes is, you know, I'm talking to Lakewood Cole. So if you look at Reb Aaron's Seder, so you may not feel so good either, because Reb Aaron's Seder was like, if they actually got to the meal, it was like 5 seconds before Chatzos, and because the whole time he's darshaning and they're learning, and it's, you know, okay, so yeah, that one I don't want to look at. But if you go a little weiter, so we got three on our side. We have the stipler, and in the stipler it said that Be'etzem, he would make sure to give out the nuts and the candies and send it to all the kids, even who weren't at his Seder. And Magid, he would recite the Haggadah slowly, but he didn't give any explanations. If you asked him a question, he gave you a short answer, but the stipler wasn't Magid. And if you go to Rabbi Yaakov, there's always a lot of Musar from him. He also, slow, he said it, and I don't know if he's in a slow and pleasant melody, okay. He didn't interrupt the text of Haggadah with a lot of kashis. Something in the middle, if you talk about a chiddush in the middle, he'd say it over. But Lamais, he'd go very quickly, and he said part of it was people who are at the Haggadah, you've maybe invited someone who's poor or someone who's very hungry, and the people are hungry, and it's not time for you to darshan when people are hungry, and my wife spent a lot of time making the food, this we probably all have, and you want to get to the suda, she spends all that time, eat the suda in 15 minutes, you're insulting your wife, that's Rabbi Yaakov. That sounds more like Lamais. Then you have Rabbi Moshe, and Reb Moshe also says that he got a new Haggadah, he bought him a new Haggadah every year. I can't believe they found something Reb Moshe didn't know, but okay. And he also, you know, he'd say only an occasional thing, but he wouldn't go deep. He would not dwell at length on deep esoteric topics. So okay, so that also makes me feel a little better. So what I want to understand tonight, because this last three sound a little bit more like what I'm familiar with than the Bnei Brak. Why are we that way? And Lamais is a very big tachlis in it. And it could be that this is really the tachlis for us. So I want to start with a very, very beautiful vort by Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab brings down that we have a halacha, that you have this halacha of being soymech geula letfila every day. And he quotes various gemaras and brachas, Ezehu ben olam haba, who's a ben olam haba? If you're soymech geula letfila, you're a ben olam haba. And it talks about a gemara that talks about Rav Bruna. Adam gadol hayu is a tremendous person. The samach the mitzvos, he had a tremendous joy out of his mitzvos. And the Gemara says, Zimna chada, one time, samach ge'ul l'tfila, he was able to put ge'ula to tfila, and lo posach chucham yipume kula yoyme, and a smile never left his face a whole day. Now, if putting ge'ula next to tfila is just a physical thing, I cannot believe that Rav Bruna did only once in his entire life. We do it every morning. Right? We get up and say Goal Yisrael, and we start Shemon Esrei. And that's how they davened also. So clearly this idea, Smichas Geula L'Tfila, is not just the physical juxtaposition of going ahead and putting Geula next to Tfila. There's clearly, clearly something much deeper. So Schwab explains, and I think that's the Haschola of where we can go tonight. He says, first you have to know what a Goyal is. If you look in the Torah, you know, as Shrav's Bekiyas, he just gives you pasuk after pasuk. I'll give you a few. You know, a goyal is your closest person. It says, Uba goyalo hakarov elov, the goyal who's closest to you, comes. Hachami achi v'yigalanu, one of your brothers, or doidai, or ben doidai. And it talks to him, ein le'ish goyal, if you don't have a goyal to redeem you, Right? By Rus, you find also that Boaz was saying, ah, there's a Goyal closer than me. The Goyal is the one who you can count on. The Goyal is the one, your Redeemer, that's a tremendous, tremendous closeness. They're taking us out of Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that I took you out. Ani v'lo Malach. Ani v'lo Sarav. Ani v'lo Ashliach. Ani hu v'lo Achim. I'm the closest Goyal, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm taking you out. That idea of being a Goyal, that's a tremendous, tremendous closeness. Rav Schwab goes on to explain in the second half, which isn't for tonight, that your Shmona Esri is then you're bringing yourself back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a korban. And there's a tremendous relationship going on between the smichas of Ge'ulah L'Tefillah. There's a very, very big depth here. So you can understand how Reb Baruna on his Madrega felt that only once he really fully appreciated what a Goyal HaKadosh Baruch Hu was and then fully made himself into a korban in return and reciprocation as in Shmona Esrei, that's a tremendously deep thing. But to me it's a haschola at least of tonight. Because what it's really telling you is that the Ge'ula is a relationship. It's a tremendously close relationship that we have with the Bar Yonah. Tell you over from Rabbi Reisman. I had the schus of taking my class on a trip the other week, and I had the bigger schus of being the one who, instead of sitting on the bus, was driving the rental car, which meant I had an even bigger schus of listening to about 6 hours worth of shiurim. So there was one thing I was particularly looking for, which Baruch Hashem I found, and I hope I'll have time to hit it at the end. But along the way in the search, because I knew it was out there somewhere, I heard this also, which to me very much fits the same idea of that what we're really talking about is a relationship. And when we understand that and how we do that in the Seder, then Ken Zion, we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do, even if it's the seventh pshat on why one's a Chacham and one's a Rosh. So he has his most difficult part of the Haggadah. Which kind of bothered me about not being him. I never found the answer. He told me the answer. I don't remember whose name he said it in. It could have been his own. It says, after you go through, you finally get to the Makis, you finally get to Ditzach, Hadash, Ba'achav, and then the Gemara goes on to, not the Gemara, the Haggadah goes on to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Minayin ata oimer, how do you know the Mitzrayim was 10 makos, the Yam was 50 makos? And then the next one comes and tells you that Rabbi Elazar says, ah, really it was 40. So if it was 40 there, then it's 200 on the Yam. Man, if it was 50, Rabbi Akiva says, the makos were really 50, and it was 250 on the Yam. So Rabbi Reisman asks two kashas. One is, he says, Lamaisa, if you look through the Haggadah, the focus of the night is Mamish, the Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. There are many other Nisim we could have talked about. Right? We all have a hard time with Parnassah. You know what it was like to feed 3 million people for 40 years for nothing? Yesh Me'ayim with Mon every day? The Be'er Miriam, the Anani HaKavod. There are a lot of things we could have talked about, the tremendous things Hashem did. What are we talking about this here now? This really isn't the place for it. In Dayenu, we mention a bunch of things, so we can put a list together. Because Dayenu, if you wouldn't do this and the other, you can talk about that also for a long time. But what's this doing here? And the emes is the way he asks the next kasha, to me, really drives it home. So, if you've ever had occasion to be at a vort, hopefully they warn you before they ask you to speak. Amol, they don't, they just call you up, which is much more geschmack. And let's say you heard the following at a vort. You start talking about the chosim. Alamailas is a good boy, he's a masmid, and he's a bach chesed, and he's a... But you know, his brother? Ooh, wah! If the chosim is a 10, the brother's a 50. And if the chosim is a 40, the brother's a 200. And if the chosim's a 50, the brother's a 250. Like a shtickle, not nice, no? So here we are, the whole night is focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And after we spent all that time talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we go, ah, but you should have seen Kriyas Yamsuf. Whoa, that was geschmack. It's starting to get a little funny. Like that, like the whole, like it doesn't really fit. It's a beautiful kasha. Talk about others. Like, what's this doing here? What he answers, I hold again, is the same exact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Avos certain things. And even though the Pasuk talks about where Moshe Rabbeinu went to them and asked, please take out, make sure you borrow all the kelim and you bring them out with you. And the force you bring down there, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, you'll be Yotze Beruchush Gadol. They're going to go out with tremendous wealth. So Moshe says, please take it with you. Right? I don't want also Zakein shouldn't say that I didn't fulfill my promise to you. So the fact that we had to come out, Klal Yisrael knew they had to come out. And the fact they went out with wealth, Klal Yisrael knew they had to go out with wealth. But Kriyas Yam Suf wasn't promised to anybody. They say that the Kotzker got very upset once when he heard a story. A person was coming back from a certain Rebbe's court, and he was talking about the godless of this particular Rebbe. He said, you know, and when they did Oz Yashir, the Rebbe like picked up his pants and like tiptoed around like he was walking through the water. So the Kotzker got furious. You think there was mud at Kriyas Yam Suf? The floor was paved with beautiful stones. You were thirsty, you had water. You were hungry, you had fruit. You had shade, you had comfort. You had mamish be'en olam haba going through the Yam Suf. You weren't getting your pants dirty. It was a tremendous sign of unbelievable love. How did Klal Yisrael know HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved them? That he took him out, he promised. That he gave him a chush gadol, he promised. Right? You have a child. So, with my kids, sometimes we need what the mechanchim call an incentive. Well, we call it a bribe. Oh, but the mechanchim call it an incentive. So, you know, you aren't doing so good at this particular thing, so let's just go and if you'll do, you'll pass your math class. So I'll give you X. So the Maisa, what's a kid do? He gets a 66. I said, let's come in time, you promised. So you gotta get him something. That's because you promised. But if a kid really tries hard, you're not just gonna get him something. You know, you weren't doing well in Gemara, and I saw now that your mama, she spent time with your chavrusa and came to the kollel, you got extra chavrusas, and your mama, you learned the shakra v'tarya about peh, and you, oh! I know I owe you a prize. I'm going to get you something unbelievable. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did over here by Kriyas Yam Suf was HaKadosh Baruch Hu just showed such love towards us. Because that didn't have to be. And that again is the whole sign that everything of the entire night is a relationship. And that's maybe what our focus again is going to be. And that's maybe, again, why our Seder may not look like B'nai Brak, but our Seder should look like the forming of a relationship. The HaMikdover, really it's a Rashi that probably everybody knows, talked about that Chamushim Olam in Mitzrayim. Only a fifth of the people came out of Mitzrayim. And the other ones were Nifter, in the Choshech, the Makkah of Choshech. So in Rashi, they didn't want to come out. The HaMikdover says it may be a little sharper. He says, Gam Zehoya de Mitzrayim, Shekama Anoshim Sirvu Milot, says they didn't want to come out. Kama Hoya Ashirim, some of them were rich, the Sari Paro, they were officers of Paro, O Mishum Shlo Rotza B'Avodas Hashem. They didn't want that attachment to Hashem. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim was. Those people who wanted to have that relationship, that's who was brought out. We are the Memteh Shari Tumah. It doesn't say the ones that were killed then were any lower. You couldn't get lower than us. That's where we were. So what was the difference between the ones that came out and the ones that didn't come out? It's a relationship. We wanted a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we wanted. So those were the ones who were brought out. He has a very sharp lush in there. He says, and the ones who didn't want that relationship, so it says they came out also, but they came out in Misa with Dever. That Kadosh Baruch Hu took them out too. It's, you know, that's more of the maybe common day vernacular of took them out. That was, you know, he took them out, but they didn't come out. They were taken out for Misa. So I want to tell you one other idea along this line. Again, in Smichas Geula L'Tefila. And again, I think that after we look into it deeper, we're going to come back again to this idea. So my Rebbe, in his Sefer, Mavav Yosicha, also talks about Smichas Geula L'Tefila. There's a pasuk. I guess he's driven this vort into me so strongly that when I say it in Sukkot Zimra, it resonates. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Hamialcha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Harcha Picha V'Amaleihu. I am Hashem. I am your God. I brought you out of Mitzrayim. Harchev Picha. Just open up your mouth. Just open wide. V'Amaleihu, and I'll fill it up. So he brings down from the Ibn Ezra that we're talking about tefillah. And he says, you have to understand what that means. By Iyuv. Iyuv had, you know, it's called Yesur Iyuv for a reason. The Gemara and Baba Basra talks about that the Satan came and was in the Katrid, we're talking about his Baruch, and says, okay, Hina B'yotcha, he's in your hands. And that's the last thing anyone here ever wants to hear. You don't ever want to Kodesh Baruch Hu say about you, okay, he's in your hands, go do what you want, son. And he did what he wanted, God's fine, kid the boy. But what did Yehuv ask for? He had Tzaris, he lost his family, and he lost his parnasa, and then he was sick with tremendous pain. But listen to what he asks for. He says, Mi t'neinu ki yarche kedem ki yimei alaka yishmerenu. I want to go back to Yarche Kedem. They say that's referring to the Uber when it was B'mea Ima, the baby in the mother's stomach, where it could see me Saifa Olam at Saifa Olam from the ends of the world to the ends of the world, and it's learning with a Malach, and its knees are taken care of, and it's Ruchni, and it's Me'ein Olam Haba. You didn't just want Yisroel to go away. You wanted it all. I don't just want what I had. I want more. I want everything. Give me everything that's possible to give me. Even though right now I'm the lowest of the low. That's pshat, harchev picha, v'amal eyu. Open your mouth and I'll fill you up. Just ask, just open and I'll fill you. So what's the connection to Mitzrayim? So here's a limud that, aside from what we want to get out of the Seder tonight, that it could really change your davening. In Mitzrayim, the Ramban says, like you talk to your kids. I hope I'm not bashing the mowers too much. You talk to your kids and you ask them, how long are you in Mitzrayim? So they'll tell you 400 years. They really said, oh, well, really, it was 210. The MS is the Shibud was really only 86 because of Miriam, it was five times. And they have all sorts of drushes. The problem is, if you read a Pasuk Chumash, that's not what the Pasuk Chumash says. Pasuk Chumash says, Umaysha b'nei Yisrael asher yeshu b'mitzrayim. How long were they in Mitzrayim? Shloshim shana garbos mea shana. We were there 430 years in Mitzrayim. Now that's a pasuk. So you give me drashas of hand and give me drashas of hair and you try to make everything sound nice, but you can't go away from a pasuk. It's 430 years. Aye, what happened? What happened is supposed to be 400. So the Ramban there explains the emesis. We blew it. Taka blew it. The Xer was 400 years. But we dropped to such a low level, there was a new Xer. We didn't deserve to come out. You know, Lahavdil to the Goyim of the Veld. You got a guy who's in prison. And he's sent up for 3 years. He doesn't come out till he's 86. Why? Well, because the first year he was there to fight with this guy in the lunchroom and he stabbed him. And then the next year he did this. The next he tried to break out. By the time you add on all the new zachin from what he was originally sent up the river for, showing he's an out mensch if he ever gets out. So the Maisa, yeah, we had 400 years, but we taka fell. And we did not deserve to come out. So Ramban, we didn't deserve to come out. Why do we come out? Vanitzak el Hashem. Because we doubt it. What you should learn from Mitzrayim is davening does not depend on you being roy. It does not depend on you being fit. It's not what davening depends on. My Rebbe brings down a story from his Rebbe, Reb Nachum, talking to his Rebbe, Reb Chanan Wasserman. That Reb Nachum came to Reb Chanan Wasserman and he said, I have problems davening. I can't ask Hashem for what I need. I know I don't deserve it. Now, if Reb Nachum is worried about him not deserving it, Mistama, those of us who want to learn should make a Kal V'chaim. Right? Reb Nachum is nervous. I can't ask. So Reb Chanan told him this word. Davening doesn't depend on being roy. He didn't answer him, you're roy. So Rebbe, you know that I talked to his Tom. He didn't say, no, Nachum, you're okay. You know Shas Papa, it's fine. No, he didn't say you're roy. He said, that's not what davening is. Davening is a person who puts his bitachon in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I trust you. You're the one I turn to. Right? I tell my boys in Shir. Every kid knows the following yisod. When you need $5, do you go to mommy or do you go to tati? Every kid knows which parent is the parent you go to. That's supposed to be your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's who you go to. And it never has to do with you being roy. It's just who's the softer touch and who do you know how to smile a little better. You know, you have to learn these things as a kid. That's what you learn from Mitzrayim. That we weren't roy and it didn't matter. What mattered in Mitzrayim is we turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the one. I have no one else to turn to. Anochi Hashem Elokecha me'alcha meretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. You didn't deserve it. But you asked. There's a relationship. It's the same thing. And the emesis is a side point, besides the point I'd like us to understand about the Seder. Really, every day in Shmon Esrei, who amongst us doesn't feel that sometimes, who are we to talk to the Melech Malchei Melech? Last night I stayed up an extra 2 hours on the phone with a chaver of mine, and we just spoke Lashon Hara about every person we know. Just mamish. We were A to Z, we were choshev. Or some other aveiros that people are involved in. And you come the next morning to Shachris, and you feel dirty. How can I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is an unbelievable chizik. It doesn't matter. If you put your bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he answers. It doesn't matter if you're roy. Because davening is not if I deserve it or not, it's a relationship. You Hashem, you're who I rely on. I have nowhere else to go. No, I don't deserve it. And don't just ask for little things. Go big! Eve, in the worst position in the world that anyone has ever heard of, didn't ask, make it a little better, make the refuah, at least give me, you know, some bread. No. I want ki arche kerem. Give me me'en olam hablin now. Arche picho v'yamalei. It's a relationship. Rabbi Fran, I think somewhere in those 6 hours I heard a Rabbi Fran tape. So he talked, you know, his idea more was he was talking about Seder as a time to impart certain hashkafas to your children. It's a time to teach them about, you know, what you're all about. Your amunah. You know, you find, he didn't say this, but you find a lot of times Holocaust survivors, they don't want to talk about their experiences. Now, you know, we're losing them. But they don't want to talk about it. There were many people who the only time they would talk about it was at the Seder. The rest of the year, you couldn't get a word out of them. But there isn't a single Holocaust survivor that didn't have nisim after nisim to survive. It wasn't one nis. It was a series of hundreds of nisim that got them through, time after time after time. And they'd speak about it at the Seder. No, you have a hashkocha. You can impart it to a child then. He brings, I don't remember if he quoted somebody or it's his own. I think I heard it somewhere else. I just don't remember who it is. It says, Hemanti ki adabir. I believe because I speak. Talk about your hashkocha pratis. Talk about what you believe in. Talk about why in a world where there's no frum yidden, you want to be the amen nivcha. That's the relationship of the seder. You're trying to, you're introducing your children, so to speak, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Kolter yesterday gave a shmuz in yeshiva. He said a very nice word in talking to the boys. So he spoke about, you have to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a custom world just for you. I know each of you think you're sitting on a chair, but the universe was created and that chair was made just for you to sit on it. And it's only because Hashem wants it to be a chair, it's a chair. If he didn't want it to be a chair for him, it wouldn't be a chair for him, but it would be a chair for you. Yeah, you know that. Because here you had liquid. And if a Jew and a Mitzvah were drinking the same exact liquid, for a Jew it was water, schmack. For a Mitzvah it was dam. Because the entire Mitzvah of creation is for you with a very specific Hashkocha Pratis. Hashem Baruch Hu watches you and everything about you. To love you and to give you. Now, I've known that Medrash is true, that, it would be for a water for a Mitzvah, or water for a Jew and dam for a Mitzvah. But just the way he said it over brought me a little bit more. I didn't stop to think of it like that. That's the tremendous sign of a custom Hashkocha Pratis. That's the Seder. That's giving over. That's what we want to do. So, maybe in Achinami, my Seder doesn't look like a bar. It doesn't look like B'nai Brak. But if what I'm giving over in that Seder is a relationship to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Seder is all about. Particularly for us and where we're holding in our generation. That's what our Seder is about. There's Eitzes, I happen to try to speed them through, and not always have to do the Manish Tana, and say some of the Divrei Torah, there's many Yom Tov meals, don't worry. Try to get a little bit into the story part of it. But okay, Osher Kein, Osher Lo. One other point I want to bring out. And this was actually the point I was searching for. So I finally found it. If any of you are Zoyche and have Rabbi Reisman Shurim or his tapes. So I finally found it in Yirmiyahu 202. It doesn't listen to all the Yirmiyahus. I looked for everyone that had the word Pesach in it. And I'm not sure if it was, I don't know which number the ones that I heard from him was. But I think it's the one entitled The Grandchild at the Seder, which one day Minister Mahot Rizayich too. And what I was looking for was the following. I'm going to tell you a piece of Shulchan Aruch. But I remember hearing from him how Reb Tzadok brought down this piece of Shulchan Aruch. And not being a bulky Reb Tzadok, I figured I'd be faster finding Rabbi Reisman repeating it than trying to find it myself. And it goes like this. There is a Gemara in Chagiga. Gemara in Yigimah and Beis and Chagiga. And this Gemara goes on a Pasuk in Daniel. And the Pasuk in Daniel, in Perek Zion there, I don't even know where near Baki in Daniel, but I looked through it before I came here, so I shouldn't get told about it. Pasuk there, Perek talks about a vision that Daniel had of the Kisei HaKavod and various very, very high things. And it talks about something called Nahar Dinur. Nahar Dinur. Here they put it as one word. If you look in the Navi, it's really Dinur. And that Nahar Dinur, it says, comes out, Nogi v'nofik min kadmoi, elaf alofi yishamshune. There's this river of fire. And this river of fire comes out from near the Kisei HaKavod. And it goes on to explain about this river of fire, that the fire comes from the zeah, from the sweat, shel chayos, a certain type of malach, that are carrying the Kisei HaKavod, And in their carrying of the Kisei HaKavod, there's this sweat, this fiery sweat that comes off of them and creates a fire, it creates a river. And even though the Marsha, who normally does not, there's usually Machlokas, Marsha, and Maral all over the place, that the Maral interprets things more as a mashal, and the Marsha likes to somehow make it shtim, when he's more grounded in that it's everything is as state. Even the Marsha here says this is clearly a mashal. And another point about this Nahar is, it says if Malachim did something wrong, which again is hard to understand, the tikkun for those Malachim is to be taival, it's like go in the mikveh in this Nahar. It's kachavi. Comes the words. Let's see if we can understand something from it. So the Reb Tzadok stelt zu that Gemara to this piece of Shulchan Aruch that I had in mind to tell you. And it's another part of sometimes how many of us are going to feel over the next 10 days. Where you're harassed and you're running around like a chicken without a head. And there's so much to do. And there's the cleaning, and there's this, and there's the kids, and why can't the kids school all the way up mamish until chatzos, the day of Erev Pesach? And, you know, except all the rabbeim are saying why we finish in Rosh Chodesh like the yeshivas, but the bottom line is that there's times where you're just running and running, and the sweat is pouring down, and you're running like a meshugah. And sometimes, again, you feel like, is this what it's all about? The answer is yeah. Listen to Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tav Samech, Siv Beis. HaRosh Hoya Mishtadil B'matzas Mitzvah. The Rosh. You know, they advised me, I think, one time, tried to give you a dugma. He said, Rapam told him he used to eat by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. That was his home for Shabbos when he was in yeshiva in Europe. So Rabbi Yaakov's meal was basically the entire Seder Shabbos was a half hour. Rabbi Yaakov sat through the entire meal learning. Didn't really talk to anybody at the Seder. His one comment he made at the end of the Seder is he would turn to his wife and say, the dessert was delicious. And then Rabbi Yaakov would go and learn. That was Hasmada from Rabbi Yaakov. He said, the rush, do you imagine what the Hasmada from the rush was? The Hasmada of not a half a second missing? Now, you don't have to make your own matzahs. It doesn't say you have to do this. But the rush was mishtadel b'matzas mitzvah. He was very busy making his own matzahs. And it says, omid ha'asiyasa. He was standing over the people making them. Umizdaris ha'oyskim. And he would mamash rates on the guys who are making them. Umisayeh bohen. And he'd help them out. He'd get physically stark involved in making them. V'ari chosun. And the mechaber winds off with, v'chein roi l'chol odom lasos. Every person should do this. Lihitapel hu ba'atzmo b'mitzvah. He himself should be busy with this himself. So there's a taz here. And really it's brought down in many of them before she. And it's brought down from the Ari. There are times when we do aveiros. And sometimes the aveiros are very private, personal aveiros. And the lashonos of the Beforshim here are the Lashon of Rokeach and whatever that come out. No one is nishmar totally from these aveiros that can be of a very personal nature. And these aveiros come out of the taiva of your life. And this zayim, this sweating over the mitzvah of matzahs, and he brings down from the Kava Yosher and from also the Rokeach, I think, that it means anything you're doing for Pesach. And you're running around and you're schwitzing and you're busy and you can barely find time to breathe sometimes. It's that busy. The day you're kashering your house, it's oyim v'noyim. Especially after you're careful not to yell at the people getting in the way while you're kashering the house. But it's mamish how much you're going and you're just schwitzing and working and working. And he explains, that is such a tikkun. It's an unbelievable tikkun for any of these aveiros that are taivas aleif. These things that come out, no one is free from. Ad kedei kach, he brings down later, Rokeach is quoted in the Chok Yaakov in Siman Tav Samech Tes. where he says that Be'etzin, a person who complains about working on Pesach, he says that they're ruining it. They're mamish like the Russian. The harder you work, the bigger the tikkun, the better it is. Complain? You're becoming clean. It's a new start. You're taking off from yourself. Tremendous, tremendous, you know, they talk about the klippos and whatever, all the stuff over here. It's a beautiful thing. It's tremendous for you. It's something to be mesameach for. He also brings down the rokeach, says, I don't see anyone who's noik like that, not to complain. So he tries to make a difference. There's a difference between if matzahs, which is deraisa, and the other stuff is derabanan and chumras, but the bottom line is, sometimes we feel like that in the Seder also. Just try to keep everybody happy. And try to keep the shalom between the little ones and the big ones who want to say the divrei Torah. And maybe you have company, or maybe you have in-laws, or maybe you have whatever. And your wife has been working herself unbelievable, and you have to make sure that she's mesameach. And sometimes you can feel you're torn in 100 different ways. It's beautiful. That's what it's all about. That's Zeya also. Anything to do with the mitzvahs here, dealing with the matzah, anything to do with Pesach, it's a tremendous, tremendous tikkun. And our Seder doesn't have to look like B'nai Brak. Our Seder is a relationship. You've seen it again with Schwab and from my Rebbe and from Reb Reisman. Just, that's what it is. It's a relationship, a friend. You're bringing your family closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Dafshanish Zayin Aksos, that's not the time. Another time you talk about Reb Chaim and why there's a difference between Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim and the difference between Azechiras Mitzrayim all the time, and he has the Yesodas and the Karsa Tov, and he brings Rayas. Look, that's beautiful Torah. Seder may not be the time and place for that. Seder is a time to bring everyone closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time to introduce the relationship. The whole idea of Chumras, we'll end with this, I'm 2 minutes over. I think you started me 3 minutes late, it's mutter, no? So the idea of Chumras. Why do we have so many chumras? If you have so many chumras, because if there's someone you love, a husband to a wife, you want to make her happy. You want to do something extra for her. You want to do it in just the way she likes it, not because it really matters one way or the other, but that's the way she likes it. So you do it the way she likes it. That's a relationship. That's, again, why do you find so many chumras here? You know, they tell a story of a lady who comes to a rav, and she tells the rav, I have a major shiloh, I was cooking for Pesach, and lo and behold, I looked up, and oy vay voy, I was stirring the soup with a chametz dika spoon. So he starts asking for the classic shilohs, was it a ben yoymoy, had mamasha sonic, where would you find it? And so he tells her in the end, he says, no, it's not a problem. Not a vineyard. It's not, it was clean. It was okay. He says, you can drink the soup at the Seder. The soup at the Seder? The soup I threw out already. The pot I made chometz already. Do I have to kash in my kitchen again? That's what she wants to know. That's our madrega. I'm Pesach. It's a relationship. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our goyel, which is the closest one to us and shows us tremendous love. And we want to do those little extra things because we want to reciprocate. So, Mirat Hashem, in our Seder, those of you who look like B'nai Brak, call a kavod to you. Those of you who look like me, join the club. It should be that we should have the schus of mamash working on that relationship, and we should come out with that relationship. And every time over the next few days when we're running around like a headless chicken, you're trying to do 100 things, and the sweat stock are pouring from your face. Ay, Ashrecha! How good it is for us to be there. The Chakosh is.